WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan Group, looking to allow all city council positions to be voted on by the city at large, has withdrawn its request to add to the charter the amendment without petition signatures. But that didn't stop nearly 20 people from speaking during the public comment portion of Tuesday night's council meeting. 16 of 18 were opposed to the idea, including Andy Herrera, who in 1969 was the first Hispanic councilman.
It seems like y'all want to go back to pre-1969. That's where they're located, where the big fat cats were the only ones that got elected. And this is what you're trying to do with this proposal.
One of the two who weren't opposed was a member of the group continuing to collect signatures, and an A&M political science professor offered his expertise to the council. Tuesday's Bryan City Council workshop included the first public disclosure of plans of converting the municipal golf course into a super park. Mayor Jason Byinski says he's been working on the project for 6 months.
Super park would entail soccer fields and baseball fields, softball fields. We're looking at like the AstroTurf type fields, artificial surface, you know, the Pee Wee football fields, potentially one of those skate parks that we voted on here just recently, walking trails. So there's volleyball courts. There's a lot that it can encompass.
Byinski says golf course revenue continues to fall and major expenditures would be required to compete with Briarcrest and the recently reopened A&M course. The mayor says a consultant has been hired and a formal presentation will be made in the next 30 days. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry is among those who have written Governor Perry asking him to intervene to prevent the former Army Reserve Center in Bryan from opening as a shelter for illegal immigrants.
Perry's letter states it's her understanding that other communities have offered the necessary resources and are better suited to sustain these children. She also says the stress placed on our educational system and economy, along with the potential impact on the health and safety of our citizens, would be unacceptable. Perry also says, although we recognize the scope and magnitude of this humanitarian crisis and empathize with the plight of these unfortunate children, our community is simply not equipped to adequately handle this population. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan School District teachers are getting more guidance about issuing grades. Revisions were approved at this week's school board workshop. Assistant Superintendent Teresa Voltz says teachers will be told to count each major grade once. Board members called on teachers to be more timely in recording grades, something Superintendent Tommy Wallace says can be done to varying degrees depending on the class.
You have to read 150 essays. Of course, timely for ELA is going to be much different than timely for a math quiz or a science quiz.
Students were also involved in the recommendations. Blinn College has split one vice president's position in two. Overseeing the health sciences and technical and workforce education divisions is Cynthia Griffith, who had been vice president of instruction. An interim will be named to fill Griffith's former role shortly. For the second time in as many weeks, College Station police are looking for those responsible for multiple thefts from unlocked vehicles. Monday, officers took 10 reports. Most came from the neighborhood across Rock Prairie Road from Brian Bachman Community Park. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
If you wear dentures, life just got better with New You Dentures from Dr. Michael Reese. New You Dentures return your profile to its original youthful appearance, eliminating the sunken-in look of conventional dentures. Virtually indistinguishable from real teeth, New You Dentures are like an instant facelift. Imagine an exciting new option that enhances your smile, your confidence, and your look. New You Dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems installs all types of roofing, including metal and tile. They provide homeowners peace of mind by exceeding manufacturer specifications, completing jobs on time, and offering lifetime material and labor warranties. If you want your roof done right the first time by an honest company that stands behind their work, contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Aggie-owned and operated. Click myaggieroofer.com for Lone Star Roof Systems.
It's time for you to find Fred and Fred Seafood Market for the freshest seafood around. In fact, one bite of a product from Fred and Fred's, and we promise you will taste the difference. Stop by today and pick up some salmon, tuna loin, or more, and Fred and Fred's can prepare it ready to go for dinner tonight. Or if you're hungry for shrimp, from small to extra large jumbo sized, or lobster tails, even baby, medium, and large octopus, Fred and Fred's has this and more. Aggie owned and operated, Fred and Fred's Seafood Market on South College, just south of the Farm Patch.
Want to take a college class but can't find the hours in the day? Well, how about an online Blend College class you can take from the comfort of your own home? Or a blended class that offers the face-to-face instruction you want with the flexibility of an online class? With a growing number of online and blended classes, we've got an option that's right for you. Your classes, your schedule. Register now at blend.edu. Blend College. Proven.
Good morning, it's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G Tractor, voted best in the Brazos for 12 straight years.
Bright sunshine across the area at times today. Any cloudiness could lead to a shower or a thunderstorm later this afternoon. It should reach 95 today. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 75. We'll have more sun tomorrow with the chance for a thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high of 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 75 degrees. Lots of sunshine on Friday. Temperatures on Friday, they're going to be right around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the battle for the Silver Boot continued last night between the Houston Astros and the Texas Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
Germany put a whooping on Brazil, the host team of the World Cup yesterday, and there's going to be another game again today, as well as the TCL All-Star game and all things Aggie sports. All that and more coming up in sports.
Jawohl, jawohl. Man, Jeff Borzello of CBSSports.com says neither Brazil nor Germany is short of history. They rank first and second in the most World Cup appearances, first and third in the most World Cup titles, tied for first for the most World Cup finals reached, and also rank first and second in the most semifinals. But, I mean, they scored four goals in, like, 7 minutes?
A friend of mine said, I think he walked out in the 16th minute. It was about 1-0, Germany, obviously, and walked across the street, and they had scored four or five goals in that time.
Yeah, yeah. Don't blink, you'll miss five goals. Yeah.
Hey, there's your exciting soccer, Scott.
That's exactly right.
That's like the Windows 8 of soccer.
Yeah, to relate for other people who watch the football that, well, God intended, that'd be like it was 49-7, okay? I'm just trying to give you a point of reference there. It'd be 49-7.
Someone compared it to a 77-0 loss.
Oops.
Locally.
I don't think we needed to go there. That was pretty tacky. Actually, we just soon forget that, doesn't matter. Hey, he's Texas State's problem now. So anyway, but I think we know now exactly why this all happened. I mean, do you understand why they lost by a score of 7-1? I mean,
the Germans put on the blitzkrieg. Yeah.
No. That wasn't it at all.
The Brazilian goalie thought he was playing dodgeball?
No, it wasn't that either. Apparently, there was a witch doctor who had...
A German witch doctor?
No. You laugh about this as if it were not true. But, yes, apparently there was a witch doctor who tried to put a Brazilian, voodoo dude, who tried to put a curse on him. And obviously it didn't take because, you know.
It reflected, backfired?
The witch doctor in Brazil facing disappointment after the curse that he placed on the German soccer team failed to work. The practitioner, whose name is Helio Silman, that sounds like your typical Brazilian name, has been claiming credit for all the successes that the Brazil soccer team had during the World Cup. So, obviously, he placed a curse on Germany's star players before the two countries did battle on Tuesday. Silman reportedly bound the legs of German players Thomas Müller and Miroslav Klose. Is that right?
Yeah. Anyway, okay. Miroslav Klose.
Yeah, that's the one, sure. Using voodoo dolls so that they would not be able to run on the field. Luckily, Germany didn't hear about it.
they didn't understand.
Yeah, that's right. He's speaking another language. So there you go. And while we're in sports, 7:16. While we're in sports, the running of the Bulls, of course, going on.
Ah, the Gorkout.
That's right. This morning, the Bulls were from Victorano del Rio Ranch, relatively new to the festivities. They've only been in it four times. They are known for their fast times. However, today, one of the six Bulls was left behind and became disoriented.
Aw.
I mean, why? What else do we have for you to do? We just want you to run down the street. Took some time for the runners to convince it to keep moving. In the meantime, the bull managed to gore two people, but they weren't even running. Right? See, it's not healthy to even be there as a spectator. Gore count in a minute. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Yeah, two things. The Brazilian voodoo doctor did not pay his voodoo doctor bill, which is why it is spelled in work. He didn't pay his dues.
Gotcha.
And I'm always rooting for the Bulls during the running of the Bulls because they never make it out of there alive.
You know, you're right. They end up in a much worse place eventually. Someone's
in
stomach.
My belly.
So does Obamacare cover which
Or no. Getting gored by a bull.
Need to check on that. So let's see. So our gore count, three people injured, two people gored, and it took forever. I mean, the run the last two times was 2 minutes and 25 seconds, 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Today, 3 minutes and 23 seconds. But that's okay. We got 10 injured and three gored. So we'll keep you up to date on that. Does that get coverage any place? Does anybody show it in its entirety over here? Do we have like does ESPN Bull do that?
Do they ESPN 8 the Ocho?
Yeah.
Do they televise it over there?
Well, you know, I don't know if they do or not. And the problem is, you know, if it only lasts 2.5 to 3.5 minutes, the pregame show needs to be pretty long so they can get the commercials in.
There you go.
You know, you can't stop in the middle of the action, right?
Where are the dancing girls and the song that goes with it?
Exactly right. Okay, well, if you can't watch that, remember it's Big Cat Week. It's coming back to the Nat Geo channel.
Oh, I bet Tucker's all over that.
They announced, is he a cat person or big cats? You like that? The cable network,
mm-hmm.
They announced yesterday that they'll be doing the fifth annual week featuring tigers and lions and more.
Frito loves them some big kitties.
Okay, this November is when that's going to happen. Daily Variety says there will be five special programs. Among them will be Dinner with Big Cats with a guy who actually is inside the enclosure during feeding time.
Yeah, that sounds dumb.
I don't think I'd want to do that. And also Tiger's Revenge. We're not talking golf here. Following the two sister tigers competing over territory and a mate. Hello.
Well, to answer your question, the only thing Obamacare does cover is bull.
Thank you. Very nicely done. Hello.
Wow.
Yes, I've been told if you like your goring, you can keep your goring.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Do you have some fun planned this summer? A wish list of things to do? If you call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid, you will have time to chase fun in the sun. Trust your home to the cleaning company that cares. Molly Maid has been taking care of homes just like yours for more than 30 years. Molly Maid gives you a clean you can trust and friendly customer service. So what are you waiting for? Call today at 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Hi there. I see you're looking at the new 2014 Tundra.
Yeah, it's a beauty.
Sure is. Maybe I can help. What will you be using it for?
Let's see. I've been doing some camping lately and a bit of fishing.
I see. Well, the Tundra is perfect.
Fly fishing, angling, even spear fishing. So, of course, scuba diving. I have a boat, so I'll need to haul that. And
Well, the new Tundra has a complete...
I just tried hang gliding. Very cool. My friend got me into rock climbing. Now I'm scaling some pretty high peaks. Have you heard of lumberjacking?
When you want to do more, get a truck that does more. The new 2014 Toyota Tundra.
Motocross is kind of a hobby, and I've been doing some woodworking, building my own furniture.
It has a completely redesigned leather interior, backup camera, and tons of hauling capacity. It's a new generation truck for a new generation of Americans.
And oh yes, skydiving is very liberating.
Find the truck that's right for you. Get a great deal now on a new 2014 Tundra or 2014 Tacoma. Visit buyatoyota.com for all the great offers. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, we're Jared and Alicia McLeod with the Sleep Station, here to share just a few of the many reasons we love our Tempur-Pedic Adjustable. It's perfect for reading in bed.
And watching football.
It's perfect for breakfast in bed.
And watching baseball.
It's perfect for a pajama party, cozy night in, like tonight.
Or a night in watching the Aggies, like tonight. The Tempur-Pedic Adjustable from the Sleep Station. We can promise you'll love it.
We just can't guarantee it'll be for the same reasons.
Now with two locations to serve you, visit thesleepstation.com.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Good morning, 722, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We'd like to thank the callers this morning for doing our show for us. All we have to do is just sit back and enjoy it.
Yeah, at least they're funny.
And that's what I'm saying. They're doing our job. That's a good thing. Yeah, because we don't want to be, entertainment-driven. Take you back. This would have happened probably before you were born. The local newspaper decided to do a series on the different morning radio programs that were available in the Brazos Valley. That was back when every radio station had an actual live morning program. Basically, just to give you folks an inside look, of course, we're the only locally owned media company here. We have more morning shows going on this floor than the rest of the Bryan College Station area. You know, just
Holla.
Saying. Yeah. But anyhow, after they had done, I don't know, four or five different shows. Then they said, now we're going to go into some of the shows that are not entertainment-driven. And that's when they did the story on us. we don't want to entertain people. We don't want to do that. So we felt like we could wear that as a mantle of pride. Now, this seems a little silly, but John Wayne's family has sued Duke University over the use of his nickname, Duke, in federal court. The Hollywood Reporter says it's an ongoing battle with the university that began back in 2005 when the university wanted to register the name for restaurant services. So now the family reportedly is looking at plans to use Duke for marketing bourbon and other alcoholic beverages, complaining that since the university does not market alcoholic drinks, they should be allowed to, since the actual, quote, the actual and potential customer base of Duke University is vastly different, unquote, from those who would be looking for a bourbon product. Well, maybe vastly different, but not completely different.
Yeah.
There may be some shared individuals when it comes to
that. It depends on the price point of said bourbon.
Exactly. Well, it's Duke, after all, if you can afford to get in there.
True.
Bottom line, as the suit claims, Duke University does not own the word Duke in all contexts and purposes. So I guess we're going to see some line of alcoholic beverages called Duke. We'll see. Hello?
I don't know about alcohol. It's a great laxative name.
Quit it. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Technically, wasn't John Wayne's nickname The Duke?
That's true. That's his, as in dude and the dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
In The Big Lebowski. Saying. All right, here you go. You've got fake this, fake that, fake tans, fake eyelashes. Ladies, you can get fake almost anything. Now comes fake freckles. TheStir.com reports the beauty industry ready to begin creating products to enhance your face. Topshop is set to launch freckle pencils. Freckle pencils.
Okay.
Because it makes you look more youthful. Freckle pencils.
I'm actually a fan of freckles. I don't know if I'm a fan of drawn freckles.
Well, but how would you know until you get really up close? Mm-hmm. So that's a real freckle. Hello.
Hey, you guys remember back in the day when an outhouse company started a line called Here's Johnny?
Yeah.
Johnny Carson sued them?
I remember that. I do, as a matter of fact. That's, that did happen. Yeah. Hello.
Hello. How are you today?
Well, it's almost Friday. Well, it's not really, but go ahead. Yeah.
Hump day. That's what it is. That's right. Okay. Anyway, what happens when they come out with liver spot pencils?
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Trying to check and see when the full moon is. Let me see. July 12th. We're not there yet. Okay. It'll be soon, but we're coming up on it. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundations the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 28 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. High today, about 95 or more, and we're going to continue that all the way through Saturday. They've pretty much squeezed all the rain out of the forecast. And we got like a 20% chance today and 20% chance tomorrow, and that's not even in the forecast all the way through Monday. Look for a low temperature each night around 75, and that's pretty much the story. Right now the humidity is 93%. Winds are from the south at 6, and we've got 74 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
For 50 years, the number of union workers on the private sector payroll has been decreasing. Today, the majority of union members work for government, local, state, federal level. One out of every three government workers belongs to a union. In the private sector, it's one in 15. Men with skilled trades once dominated unions. Now, most union jobs are held by women, run offices in the food or service sectors, or education. The largest union is the National Education Association, over 3 million members. The SEIU is second, 2 million members. American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees is followed by the American Federation of Teachers and then the Teamsters. So along comes the Tea Party, or any conservative group advocating that the growth of government be contained, or even worse, scaled back. They're smeared. They're vilified. To this crowd, it's heresy to want to eliminate even one government job. Government union members owe their government jobs to liberals who grow government by design, as they take millions of dollars in union dues as campaign donations. It's a circle. It's a scheme. Now, the private sector had to shed union jobs in order to be competitive and grow, to be productive. The only thing liberals grow is government. And that's why Obama keeps talking about private sector jobs, but does nothing to help create them. While all the while, he keeps adding layer upon layer of more government bureaucracy. Got it? That's how it works.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Better yet, it removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Power Swabs is so effective that thousands of professional dentists have used it nationwide, and now you can try it without paying a visit to the dentist. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. Plus, get free shipping and handling by calling now. 1-800-973-0903. That's 1-800-973-0903. I guarantee your friends, family, and coworkers will love your new summer white smile. Get your risk-free order at 1-800-973-0903. That's 1-800-973-0903.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well.
Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bianski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bianski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time, nearly 7:31. It's 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Applause rang through Bryan City Council chambers multiple times Tuesday night. The cheers began when it was announced the group proposing all members of the council be elected by the city at large withdrew its request to add the charter amendment to the November ballot without petition signatures. The applause returned 16 more times following each speaker who voiced their opposition. Ethan Brisby was among those who called on the council to bring more business to minority neighborhoods.
The people in Districts 1 and 2 long for development and economic inclusion, not a political reprimand. Yes, we can make some changes politically, but we also need to invest in the delicate human capital that is untapped. There is a latent demand for economic development programming like tax allocation districts, enterprise zones, business incubators in the areas of Bryan that we're considering.
About 1,400 signatures need to be certified for the council to consider the proposal. Then the council has until August 18th to add the item to the November election. The days may be numbered for Bryan's Municipal Golf Course. The city council learned Tuesday of efforts to turn the 150-acre space into a super park. Mayor Jason Bianski says there would be artificial fields for football, baseball, softball, and soccer, along with walking trails and volleyball courts. Bianski says it's a win for Bryan taxpayers who won't have to subsidize a growing deficit at the municipal course, and a win for golfers who can take advantage of special rates at Briarcrest, which remains on the tax rolls under new ownership.
And there's some other things we're working, talking with him, potential senior citizen center there and a community center opportunity there also. So we definitely appreciate the improvements he's made out there and then the willingness to work with the citizens of Bryan.
Bianski says the council will hear a presentation from a recently hired consultant in the next 30 days. Teachers in Bryan School in the Bryan School District are getting more guidance on issuing grades. Concerns aired during a school board workshop this week included Tommy Vasquez calling for teachers to be more timely with homework assignments. Recording daily grades when students have excused absences was among the concerns expressed to Superintendent Tommy Wallace.
If something's not turned in at all, if a kid was absent, went on a field trip, that gets put in as a zero. And then parents go, wait a second. My kid wasn't here today. How am I getting a zero? And valid concern. And so we need to address that and either put an NA or something.
Grading policies were also split into three age groups in Bryan schools, one for kindergarten and first grades, another for second through fifth grade, and for grades 6 through 12. The district president of Blinn College has announced the creation of a second academic vice president. Filling the new role of vice president of Workforce Education and Health Sciences is Cynthia Griffith. She had those responsibilities as vice president of instruction. Another vice president will be named to oversee Blinn's academic programs. President Harold Nolte says two vice presidents will allow greater focus on every division at Blinn. Letters have been sent to Governor Perry opposing immigrant children south of the border being housed at the former Army Reserve Center in Bryan.
College Station Mayor Nancy Berry told the governor such an influx would have detrimental effects on both communities. Berry states, although we recognize the scope and magnitude of this humanitarian crisis and empathize with the plight of these unfortunate children, our community is simply not equipped to adequately handle this population. She goes on to say the stress placed on our educational system and economy, along with the potential impact on the health and safety of our citizens, would be unacceptable. And she says it's her understanding that other communities have offered the necessary resources and are better suited to sustain these children. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Dallas has lost the 2016 Republican National Convention to Cleveland. A member of the Dallas Committee is retired U.S. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison.
I think we've made a lot of friends. I think that we have gone a long way toward showing the city that we are today, and I think it's going to reap benefits in the future.
The full Republican National Committee is expected to ratify the Selection Committee's recommendation next month. The RNC chairman told Fox News that Cleveland was chosen in part because Ohio is usually a swing state. Six residents near Brian Bachman Community Park and Southwood Valley Elementary were among reports of vehicle burglaries Monday morning in College Station. Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says in each case, 10 in all, the doors were left unlocked and stolen items were limited to what could be easily carried. Mirroring multiple burglaries last weekend, police continue to ask residents to be alert for suspicious activity and to lock their vehicles. Traffic at the intersection of University and Texas next to the North Point Crossing development will be affected by construction starting today to add wheelchair ramps and medians. Multiple lanes will be closed in phases over several weeks. And if you're making a quick trip to downtown Bryan this week, plan to add a few extra minutes for detours for rail crossing closures. Affected intersections will be at 28th and Graham today, Brazos and Reed on Thursday, and Sims and 29th on Friday. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. We'll have more news at 8 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There's a new lender in town with familiar faces. Brazos County Bank is open in Bryan at 4282 Boonville Road in Suite 200. President Lance Lindsay and Vice President Scott Henniger are heading up Brazos County Bank, and they're both longtime residents and experienced bankers from the Bryan College Station area. Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville. For over 120 years, they've had the pleasure of serving their customers throughout East Texas. Their longstanding tradition of excellent customer service and stability, combined with their solid reputation, means they can provide competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. Customer relationships are what they do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let them be your lender. Contact Brazos County Bank, 979-776-3088, and experience what solid local community banking can do for you. Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
All of Royalty Pecan's signature pecan delicacies are handcrafted in small batches right there, on site, at the farm, using only quality ingredients. They find ways to enhance their delicious, healthy pecans without adding artificial ingredients, preservatives, or trans fats. From their orchard to you, they control how Royalty Pecans are grown, harvested, and prepared during their journey. Try them for yourself and let them know what you think. Take the short drive on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, and open year-round. Click royaltypecans.com for more info.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 7:38. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Bright sunshine across the area at times today. Any cloudiness could lead to a shower or a thunderstorm later this afternoon. It should reach 95 today. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 75. We'll have more sun tomorrow with the chance for a thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high of 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 75 degrees. Lots of sunshine on Friday. Temperatures on Friday, they're going to be right around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the TCL All-Star Game was last night. Took a little bit longer than we expected, but it was a really good game, as well as some World Cup play yesterday and later on this afternoon in MLB baseball between the Houston Astros and the Texas Rangers. All that more coming up in sports.
Oh, they're playing in the afternoon to get it over with early?
No, that's it. Oh, talk about the Astros and the
Rangers.
No, they're playing tonight.
All
so.
Right, yeah, okay. Well, we'll watch the
And like I said, it's the first time or first chance that the Astros have to not be in last place this far in the season since they've joined the American League.
Well, so good luck for them. We hope that works out. Bill Flores joins us this morning from D.C. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
Thank you, sir. Let's talk first of all about where we stand today. Last week we were discussing the possibility that that some of these children would be housed in Brazos County or in Bryan College Station. Where are we on that today?
Well, I don't think it's a high likelihood that that will happen. If you look at the facilities that that are going to be inspected by the Border Patrol and HHS personnel, it would take several hundred thousand dollars, if not millions of dollars, to make those facilities usable. And I just don't think that the taxpayers ought to pay a bill that high for something that hopefully would be temporary in nature. So I don't think it's going to happen. That said, we're working with our local leaders to send a letter to the governor and to the HHS folks to say that we don't think that this is a good idea, and that our community is not ready for something like this at this point in time.
Kind of like the mechanic, give us a little insight into the mechanics of that. Did you reach out to them? Were they in contact with you? How did that happen when this first arose last week?
They reached out. Our local leaders reached out to me because, you know, there's a little history there with that particular facility and our local community. And they reached out to me and said, look, we're worried about this. Can you help us address this? And so we've been working on it, and I hope we get the letters issued today.
You know, one of the fascinating things to me is 2 weeks ago, nothing but the IRS scandal, the lost emails were on the front page, and this has simply sucked all the air out of the room. They're not on the front pages of the papers, basically the lead stories of the newscast. There is nothing else other than this. Not to say it's not important, but it's amazing what you don't see when this is on the front.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's what you don't see in the media, but trust me, it's still going on. But, I mean, this is what the kind of thing that you'd expect in an administration that is incompetent. And virtually everything this administration that has touched, from foreign policy to national security to Obamacare to dealing, just transparent government to border security, has just been an abject failure. And so this is what you'd expect. There's no telling what the crisis will be in a couple of weeks from now. It just seems like everything they touch just turns to a pile of crud.
Bill Flores joining us this morning from D.C. Some pretty compelling evidence in a late-night committee meeting last night in D.C. If folks haven't heard about this, you might want to fill us in on that.
Yes, every week when we have fly-in day, we have a VA committee hearing that starts typically around 7:30 Eastern time. Last night we went till about midnight. And this, if our listeners didn't see it, I wish they would have, because these things are broadcast live on C-SPAN. We had four whistleblowers to come in from different parts of the VA, from St. Louis to Los Angeles to one of the persons in the Phoenix facility. And they detailed not only what they told their superiors about what was going wrong in the VA, but more importantly, they talked about how the VA harassed them and tried to punish them following that up. So the VA has a corrosive culture when it comes to trying to receiving the feedback from whistleblowers. And all the whistleblowers want is to try to provide better care for veterans, and that's the mission of the VA. So what we heard last night was just damning in terms of how bad the culture is in some parts of the VA.
You know, one of the ones I was reading about is a guy who complained that the workload was too light and got in trouble for that.
Exactly, yeah. And, I mean, we had another gentleman that worked in the West L.A. facility, and they quit paying him when he put out a claim about time card fraud from a few of the doctors that worked at that facility, and it turned out he was right, and some doctors got let go, but then they accused him of time card fraud and quit paying him, and he almost lost his house out of this deal. I mean, I never would have thought that we'd have a government that would do that to somebody else, but I mean, I guess we should expect it. Look at what the IRS has done to everyday citizens.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C., and of course, you're part of the bipartisan committee, the conference committee, to study this, which, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago I thought was going to be fast-tracked, but now it looks like some expenses have come up as to how much this is going to cost. Is this conference committee still moving as quickly as you thought they would?
Well, it's not moving as quickly as I had hoped it would. We are having a meeting today between the House and Senate Republicans so that we can try to determine what our philosophy is moving forward. We're still having trouble getting good numbers out of the Congressional Budget Office so that we know how much this is going to cost. Because our view of the world is no matter what we do, if it costs money, it needs to be paid for. It can't be considered to be an emergency expenditure or, you know, just more deficit spending. I'm hopeful that we can get something done. I mean, in a perfect world, I'd say by the end of July, but I'm hopeful now that at least by the end of September.
Well, and so folks understand, I mean, you're really not in session that much longer between now and the midterms, are you?
No, not really. If it were up to me, I would redesign the calendar to keep us here to try to take care of some unaddressed issues. But I think we've got 27 or 28 legislative days between now and when we break for the November elections. So we'll be here all the month of July and almost all the month of September. But other than that, we're back in the districts.
Well, and folks need to know, Kyle, you've got until, what, October the 1st to prevent another government shutdown, too. I mean, that's down the road, not that far.
Yeah, we've got to fund the government. I'm hopeful that there's not a lot of drama there. The House has passed 5 appropriations bills out of 12. We're going to pass the 6th one this week and the 7th one next week. So we've got to start on the appropriations process, the earliest that it started since 1974. So, the House is doing its work. The Senate, of course, is not again. I'm not sure what we're going to have.
That's one thing that time and again they don't seem to be taking any action. That's got to be frustrating for really members of both parties that you can't get any positions out of the Senate on almost anything.
Well, tell me about it. Terry Reid is the mafia don that stands at the door that prevents things from being passed in the Senate so that they wind up going to the president, and the president has to make the decision about whether he's going to sign or veto something. And so the easy way out for the other party is to just let Harry Reid kill the House bills as they hit the floor of the Senate. And that way nobody ever takes a vote on it, and the president never has to pick up a pen.
About 3 weeks ago, you and Louie Gohmert introduced a bill to put $1 million bounty on the Lois Lerner emails. Did the tip line ever ring on that?
Not that I'm aware of. Now, we just introduced it. We've got to get it to the floor and get it passed.
Yeah.
We're working on that right now.
Somebody's waiting on it to actually go into effect before they call to tell you the story, right?
Well, I would assume so. I mean, I'm not sure I would call and put the tip out there without the bill being law.
Exactly. All right. Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thank you for the time again today.
Great talk to you, Scott. I'd ask all our listeners to continue prayer for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
Certainly. Thanks for the time.
Hi, Carl Walthall here from Superior Service Company, your Bryant dealer, doing whatever it takes to earn your business. We are excited to announce that Superior Air Repair is the newest member of our growing family of Superior Services. At Superior Air Repair, we take care in all of your air conditioning and heating needs. And to make it easy to reach us, we have added a new phone number, 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. So call us at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at SuperiorAirRepair.com. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
It's the most advanced technology available. Engineered with over 200 million sensory receptors. Its all-terrain design is beautifully formed. Weather-resistant. Reliable. Astonishingly high performance in even the most challenging of circumstances. And it is also the finest search technology in the world. There's nothing else quite like a search dog. Be part of the search. Go to searchdogfoundation.org. to see how you can help.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
A new school year is just around the corner, and you know what that means, the annual hunt for school supplies. For families, it's the second largest expenditure each year, outranked only by Christmas. So a little planning goes a long way. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Getting kids ready for school can put strain on your wallet and your marriage. Believe me, I know. So try these suggestions from financial experts Scott and Bethany Palmer. First, buy your school supplies sooner rather than later. If you wait too long, you'll have trouble finding what you need, and that'll just add to the stress in your marriage. So put it on the calendar. Watching the day approach will mentally prepare you to tackle the shopping when the moment arrives. Second, decide who should handle the details. couples often don't agree on approaches to shopping. One person hunts for sales while the other just wants to get in and out. And that'll definitely create some conflict for you. So set a budget. Then you and your spouse can handle these things whatever way fits you best. And when it comes to clothes shopping, try this one. Wait till school's in session for a couple of weeks before buying. It'll give your kids a chance to see the styles that are popular before they go shopping for new outfits. Buying school supplies can be expensive and stressful, but all it takes is a little planning to get the new school year off to a good start. For more encouragement to make every day count, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. Texas A&M junior center Mike Matthews is one of 66 players named to the fall watch list for the Remington Trophy, which is given annually to college football's most outstanding center. Mike is the second Matthews brother to be named to the prestigious list, joining older brother Kevin, who is a Remington Trophy candidate for the Aggs back in 2009. Another brother, Jake, of course, was a finalist for the Outland Trophy and won the SEC's Jacobs Blocking Trophy as a tackle for the Aggs last season. Matthews from Missouri City, Texas, started all 13 games at center for the 9-4 Aggies in 2013. The TCL All-Star Game took place last night at Celia Court Field in Bryan.
Here's the pitch, swung on, a high line drive, hits a deep left field, going back, and that one is gone.
Oh,
so there you go. J.R. Hinesley had seemingly been in a home run drought. He hadn't had a home run all year.
Brazos Valley Bomber and Texas A&M Aggie J.R. Hinesley was able to break out of that slump and gave the North a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first, and they never looked back, topping the South 7-3. Here's North skipper and Bombers head coach Kurt Dixon after the win.
It was a lot of fun. You know, you get a group of guys like that that have earned the spot to be here, battling hard for 34 games there in the first half, and to be able to come out and showcase. We had a good showing of scouts in the stands tonight, good crowd, great home run derby followed by a great all-star game, and good for the North team to come out on top.
Hinesley took home the game's MVP award, finishing 2-for-3 with an RBI, while Bomber teammate and fellow Aggie Logan Naughtybrook blasted his way to the home run derby title. The first World Cup semifinal was played yesterday afternoon between Germany and host country Brazil.
Close. There's more problems here. It's closer! The history man! He's done it! 2-0! And that's the goal that puts him in the record books forever!
Miroslav Klose scored a record-setting 16th career World Cup goal, and Germany obliterated Brazil 7-1. The Brazilians' previous biggest World Cup loss before yesterday, 3-0 to France in the 1998 final. The Germans will face the winner of today's 3 p.m. matchup between Argentina and the Netherlands in Sunday's final in Rio de Janeiro. The Houston Astros were back at it with a long ball last night in Arlington.
Carter lifts it center field fairly deep. Going back on it is Martin. Still going back at the wall. He leaps, and that ball is gone. Chris Carter with his second home run of the game, and the Astros' lead is 6-3.
George Springer would also tack on his 18th dinger of the year as Houston steamrolled past Texas 8-3. Brad Peacock got the win on the mound, striking out 5 while allowing 2 runs and 6 hits over 5 2/3 innings of work. His counterpart, Phil Irwin, got the loss, giving up 3 earned runs and 4 innings in his Rangers debut. It's also worth noting that Texas outfielder Jason Smolinski grabbed 2 hits in his first major league game. The Astros are now within 1 game, by the way, of the Rangers for were third place in the AL West and will look to climb out of the gutter for the first time since coming to the American League when the two teams face off tonight at 7:05. Astros coverage will be on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone, and Rangers broadcast will be on the Zone HD 95.1-3. A testy Donald Sterling is due back on the witness stand today after a lively 90-minute appearance yesterday where he disputed those who said he's suffering from Alzheimer's disease as he tries to fight for control of the L.A. Clippers. The 80-year-old billionaire contends that his wife, Shelley, had no authority to single-handedly arrange a team sale to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer. Marcel Kittel of Germany won the fourth stage of the Tour de France, which covered 101 miles. The win is his third of the race, as he won two of the stages held in England. Despite Kittel's success, though, Italy's Vincenzo Nibali retained the yellow jersey, symbolic of being the overall leader. And the 39th Junior PGA Championship is set to get underway July 29th through August 1st at Miramont Country Club in Bryan. The elite field at Miramont will include both the girls' and boys' division champions from 2013 and will serve as the final qualifying event to make the 2014 U.S. Junior Ryder Cup team, which will be contested September 22nd and 23rd in Scotland. And that's been your Morning Sports Update, brought to you by Awards & More on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Do you have some fun planned this summer? A wish list of things to do? If you call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid, you will have time to chase fun in the sun. Trust your home to the cleaning company that cares. Molly Maid has been taking care of homes just like yours for more than 30 years. Molly Maid gives you a clean you can trust and friendly customer service. So what are you waiting for? Call today at 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
So, the only seasons you know are hot and hotter, and the longest part of your road trip is getting out of your own state. Well, it's just a Texas thing, y'all. At the Texas Trading Post, you'll find a selection of Texas gifts and home decor that's bigger than Dallas. Visit txtraders.com for Texas apparel, fine bedding, Texas-themed corporate gifts, and office decor. Texas Trading Post is your online superstore for everything Texas. We're serious about fun Texas stuff. txtraders.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about a minute and a half till. It's going to be, did you hear him say bright sunshine this morning? You know, because I hate that dull sunshine, and I guess they're just trying to make us feel good about the fact that it's going to be so dang hot out here.
Oh, I mowed my lawn at about 3 o'clock yesterday.
Why'd you do that?
Because I didn't do it over the weekend.
Okay, I'm just saying.
It's warm.
Well, it is, and as a matter of fact, I just got a project yesterday. I'm going to have to go out and weed eat a bunch of stuff. So, as a result, there's some septic heads. I have to get some stuff cut. They suggested that you clear 30 feet from the septic head. I'm going, okay, fine. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll get to work on that. But it doesn't matter because, get this, the National Institute of Health has left a few vials of smallpox behind in a storeroom.
All right.
For 50 years.
Yeah, they finally found it.
Yeah, there's nothing to worry about. Employees at NIH found the vials in an unused part of a storeroom. Shh, don't tell anybody. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, scientists found the vials as they were, trying to get this other lab ready to get some work done, and I guess somebody moved a bookcase, and here were the vials of smallpox.
Nah.
So they've decided to go ahead and move him to the Food and Drug Administration in Bethesda, Maryland for now. Then they'll get him over to the proper NIH facility. CNN's website says that when the vials were found, scientists immediately put them into a containment lab, notified the branch of the government. Because you know what? We found out that when the government doesn't tell us things, bad stuff happens.
Yeah.
CIRS. All right. Kelly Templin, the city manager of College Station, will join us in about 15 minutes after Patrick gives us some news. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station Brian, it's 8 o'clock.